So we were talking about what a playoff win can do in terms of a listener buying us breakfast. I don't know that I shouted out his name. Billy, thank you for very much for the Venmo to Drab, which turned into McDonald's breakfast for us.
Thank you, Billy.
Another listener who often buys us food is Matthew. He didn't buy us food this morning, but he made brownies for us.
Oh, very nice.
Homemade brownies.
I'm not pretty eating good. Anything right now because I took a picture at the Cornell Columbia game and I look so obese that I had.
I saw that picture. I thought you looked all right.
Oh, my face.
You're wearing like beige.
Yeah,
right?
My fit was fire. But my face was atrocious.
You had the beard going.
It's not the beard. It's my fat, bloated face.
I didn't analyze it that closely.
Well, I know, but we all analyze our own picture. And I looked at it and I went, "You are enormous." And so I'm just fasting right now. I don't know when I'm going to start eating again. But
but you can at least thank Matthew for hooking us with homemade brownies and Billy for hooking us with food.
Next time,
because that's what happens when we win.
All right, Joe T there.
Joe T's here. Joe Theismann, legendary Washington quarterback.
You know he's pumped.
Joe's got to be on cloud nine. What's
Come
up, Joe?
Joe.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, 20 Joe. Years cool. since a playoff win. Can you believe it had been 20 years?
No, I didn't realize it was that. I knew it was a long time, but I just didn't realize it was that long. I mean, it's just, we're the cardiac commanders now. I think everybody's come up with all kinds of different names for who they are. It was just an incredible football game. You'd almost think you get down to that stage of the game and you find yourself maybe relaxed a little bit and say, oh, they're going to pull it out. They pulled that one out. They pulled this one out. They pulled the one before out. They'll get it. But it doesn't change. And then all of a sudden that kick hits the upright and the bounce went our way. I literally jumped out of my chair and screamed. I've never done that. I've never, ever, I get emotionally involved a little bit in our team, but I've never, ever been that intense in watching this football team play football. They have to get the most entertaining football of the team of the year award.
Have to.
The most resilient team award. It's like I tweeted last night. I said, Jaden Daniels, going away rookie of the year. Why not MVP?
Hey, Joe, think about this. Alex Ovechkin had 25 goals in his career, in his rookie year, the last time that Washington won a playoff game. Now he's got 873.
He's had 873 goals in between.
He's got 848 goals in between playoff wins. Think about that.
Wow. I mean, you take numbers like that in the city of Washington and what our people have been able to accomplish, and it puts everything in perspective of how long it has been and how starved. One of the things I noticed was our home, the last home game against the Cowboys, they had an aerial view of the stadium. And for years, we've never seen the upper deck full, never seen hardly a body in the upper deck.
Yep.
The stadium was packed. Bottom to top, and it was just so gratifying to see the support of the fans. You know, there's generations that haven't seen this. There's an entire generation that's been skipped, that has not had a chance to experience what we were lucky enough to be able to experience, and now this one is.
Joe, I want to get inside the quarterback's head. One thing that we have been impressed by with Jaden Daniels is his calm demeanor. It doesn't seem to change. Whether it is the beginning of the game or an end-of-game situation in the playoffs, you look at him on the sidelines, he's so stoic and relaxed.
Never seen
what was
like
it like for you in those situations, and what do you see in Jaden in those situations?
It was really funny. We've only seen him angry once, and that was when he got hurt, because he hates to come off the football field. But you're right, his demeanor is incredible. I always felt more comfortable in the bigger games. Like if you were playing somebody that was 2-10, we played Tampa one year. They hadn't won a game. And it's like, you say to yourself, you don't want to be the one. You don't want to be that one that they have on their team. And it's Jaden has such great command and control of this offense, of his emotions. I mean, he's at the end of that game, towards the end of that game, he's talking to the defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to Tampa Bay's defensive lineman.
I know. I've never seen a guy so relaxed. It's crazy.
He's so comfortable.
Yeah.
And again, you can't just say enough about Cliff Kingsbury and the way he calls games, the shots he takes, and of course Dan going for it on fourth down. When points are available, you know, he just has such a belief in this football team and a belief in the players. And to go for it on fourth down like they do and trust Jaden the way they do, you have to have great confidence in your defense to be able to stop somebody if it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen anybody. I don't care whether you're Josh Allen, whether you're Lamar Jackson. I don't care who you are. I've never seen anyone with the calm demeanor that Jaden has. I mean, he is so poised. The last throw he makes, it looked like the pocket was totally collapsing around him. And here's the thing about having the ability to run. It's a double-edged sword because I call it sometimes seeing ghosts. Sometimes you feel pressure or you think you feel pressure, but it's really not there, and you take off and run. In Jaden's case, he has been so judicious in when he wants to run out of the pocket and when he stays in the pocket to make the throws. Those kind of disciplines are difficult to teach. I mean, it's an innate ability to be able to play the position as well as he played it. I didn't realize, but he played 55 college football games.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, he played a lot of football. And if that is an endorsement to stay in college and play as many games as you can if you think you're going to come to this level, I don't know what is.
Hey, Joe, you touched
I love everything about him.
Yep.
You touched on Cliff there for a second. Do you think he stays here for a second year, or do you think he tests the head coaching market? Like, he's still getting paid by Arizona. Like, he's basically making head coach-type money. Like, if he loves working with Jaden, I think he might stick around for another year unless somebody completely blows him away with an offer.
I agree with you. And look at the places you might go to. Where are you going to go find somebody like Jaden to work with? I mean,
Caleb's
not bad, but he's a long way from reaching a point where there's a comfort level like you see with Jaden. You know, look at the different. You look at the Cleveland. You know what's going to happen in other places. The Jets. I mean, what do you have? I guess my question is, if you look at the teams that would be interested, what do they present to a head coach like Cliff that would go and say, okay, this is a pretty good transition.
Mm-hmm.
This gives me a chance to win. I don't think there's any place to go. I would say he's going to stay. I would think so for sure. You know, obviously money would be an object, but boy, you know, he's like you said, the economics shouldn't be an issue for him. It's a question of what he's having the opportunity to work with. So we see Jaden in his first year. What's year two going to look like? I think he's a different animal than C.J. Stroud. We saw C.J. in his first year in Houston just do rookie things, not like Jaden has done. But then year two was a struggle. I don't foresee that for Jaden Daniels. And here's the other thing, too. You've heard me say this a number of times. The quarterback position is the single most dependent position on the field. If Bobby Wagner doesn't get that fumble away from Baker, you know, who knows what happens? If your defense doesn't do the things that they did, if they don't make plays, they don't make tackles, it's difficult to win. You know, if your kicker doesn't make kicks, I mean, that's the other thing is, this is the thing we've had. This is, to me, just an incredible team victory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously the quarterback is a key cog in it. But this team is playing like a football team that has such a great belief. And when you have teams that believe, they're not easy outs. They're not easy to beat because this team believes. You know, we saw it against – it started in Chicago, I think, when everybody said, hey, you know, maybe this is magical. Maybe there's a magical season.
Mm-hmm.
The percentages of that play being completed the way it was are extremely low. And then you start looking at, you know, a team of destiny. Why not? I guess we ought to start printing up T-shirts that say, why not us?
Hmm. Yeah, I think so. I said earlier, I couldn't have imagined this earlier in the season, but at this point, I could see Jaden hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. Like, he's worthy. He's worthy of it. If he could get there.
Well, He is, and the team is worthy of it. And, you know, this is it's a funny thing because it's, you bring up an interesting point. When they talk about Super Bowl championships, they tend to talk about the quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily the teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Montana has four. Terry Bradshaw has four. Mm-hmm. You know, Tom Brady has seven. You know, you reference the quarterback, which is interesting. But really, it's the team. It's, mm-hmm. it's the special teams. It's the defense. It's every element of it.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
it's,
and in Jaden's case, you know, he's gosh, I mean, there's so many things. If you wanted to write down all the things you look for in a quarterback, leadership, athleticism, decisions, understanding of the offense, mm-hmm. understanding your players. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up.
Yeah, getting overcome by talking about Jade.
Yeah. I am. If you make a list of those things and you check the box, he checks every one.
So your thoughts about Saturday night against Detroit, who had the week off. They're trying to rest some of their defensive guys. They might get a couple of them back. Gibbs is a legit RB, not just running the ball, but receiving. They got two really good.
And Montgomery's going to be healthy.
Montgomery should be back.
Yeah.
Well, your thoughts on that game?
I think it's going to be something this football team is going to look forward to go into Detroit. Sometimes the time off isn't an asset. It takes a little while to get the wheels greased up again and get going. You know, I think the early part of this football game will be critical. You know, for us, the end has been critical as well. But I think how this game starts and the flow that it gets will be something to keep an eye on. I think we'll be able to throw the football against them. I think we'll be able to do things against their defense. So I feel as good as I could feel about our football team going anywhere to play anybody, irrespective of their records. I mean, it doesn't matter how good you were yesterday. It's how good are you going to be tomorrow.
Joe Theismann, always love talking to you. Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Look forward to catching up.
So, legend Joe T, let me tell you about the Purple Heart Foundation. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt. And veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.